Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening for the next 3 hours, you will not be sorry. So with that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm good. I'm looking for my Zoom on here so I can get on the Zoom, and I'm having problems.
We're going to Zoom.
I can't find my Zoom thing.
All right.
But anyway, that's why you don't see me, but we'll get that fixed shortly.
I don't
see
you yet, but we'll get that straightened out. Yeah. I'm in Houston, Texas, Chris.
Oh, wow.
Ready for opening day tomorrow. It's the New York Yankees at the Houston Astros. So I will be here covering for MLBBro.com. I'm excited about opening day. It's supposed to be 76 degrees and beautiful tomorrow here in Houston.
Enjoy that, man.
Yes, enjoy. Definitely. It. You know, opening day is always special. It's fun. So I'm happy.
All right. Well, let's introduce the Odd Crew. Odd Couple crew and get this party started on the ones and twos. It is USC Chris Rob, an old friend.
He is
in, of course, for DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. On this social media, is it Sagar?
No. Elijah's back.
All right, because I was checking my phone to see how I should plug into the Zoom.
Elijah's back, which is just weird because usually you take off, you don't come back.
Right, a whole week.
Yeah, you don't come back on, what's today, Wednesday? So he is back in action.
But he works hard for his money, so
he wanted
to get back here. So
He wanted to be ready for opening day, too. He works for MLBBro.com as well. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Every black person you know works for MLBBro except me.
You got plenty of money. You got too much to do. You don't need it.
Yeah, I don't have time. But,
you don't have time for that.
It's a good endeavor. The super producer.
But a lot of people you sent me, too. You know, I got some of your guys.
Yeah. Yes, so, absolutely.
Seneca the super producer, and DJ.
Rob G is in the house running things. And on the updates, Martin Weiss, Rob. Martin, I'm like, what? Is that Martin Weiss? I guess so. But he's a Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Of course, the star of Trolling or Rolling. And now he is doing updates.
Also an employee at MLB Bro, Chris Broussard.
So, yeah, I
qualify.
Yeah, yeah. You were one of the hundreds of faces I saw on there as the staff listed. My goodness.
So I say, unfortunately, Chris, I am a statistic.
Also.
All right, well, let's get it going because it's a big topic. And we all know about Caitlin Clark, the all-time leading scorer in college basketball history, at least NCAA history. I don't know if that's NAIA, but the NCAA, man or woman. Ice Cube, the legendary rapper, actor, producer.
Entrepreneur?
Rob, yes, entrepreneur. He runs the Big Three. Friend of our show as well.
Has been on many times here with us.
Yes, good brother. He says, Rob, he has offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in the Big Three in the summer. You know, that's the three-on-three league that Cube is the commissioner of, founder of. And she'll be able to play in the WNBA games and all of that. And, Rob, what are your thoughts on this?
I thought that was pretty smart on his part.
Very smart on Cube's part, absolutely.
He sees what's going on, Chris. His league needs eyeballs, okay? His league needs to sell tickets. And he's looking at somebody who plays basketball and figures, hey, why not get this lightning rod that's selling tickets, that's lighting up TV sets, that's cooking up TV ratings and all that.
Yep.
Let me go get her. But with all disrespect.
Very smart for Cube.
No doubt. But Chris, this is with no disrespect to him. She is too big for the Big Three. And not only that, Chris, she's too big for the WNBA. I am convinced that Caitlin Clark should play for an NBA team, Chris, not a WNBA team. And I want to say this before you poo-poo me or before you tell me I'm a Meshuggah, I'm crazy.
You beyond Meshuggah.
Okay?
She ain't good enough.
Hold on. Let me say this.
Period.
This ain't no stunt like Eddie Goodell.
It must be, because you should know. You've covered the NBA. She good enough to play in the NBA?
Yes, she is. And I'm going to tell you why.
Embarrassed.
This is not Eddie Goodell with the White Sox, Chris. Remember they had the small person who gave up the bat and they tried to get him to walk every at bat? This is not that.
Well, of course
this is
not
a sideshow. This is not the bearded lady at the circus. This is not what it could be. The NBA right now is so soft as far as physical play. They allow almost anyone to just take three-point shots. And I believe, I really do, that she could put up threes in this man's NBA. This is not 2004. This is not the 90s, Chris. This is an NBA where the three ball is open. It's open to be had. And if you have players and you set her up somewhere.
Why is it Jimmer Fredette in the NBA?
Because he can't play. He's not the all-time leading scorer.
He's better than Caitlin Clark.
He's not the all-time leading scorer. We just saw Steph Curry. We just saw Steph Curry go up against a female in a three-point shooting contest, right?
It's not about skills.
Chris,
it's about athleticism. It's about size. It's about strength. This is embarrassing for you.
No, it ain't. I'm telling you, she could play.
You don't
she
know what you're talking
about.
She can
make shots in the NBA. If they get her on some screens, they open her up for some shots, some open looks. Nancy Lieberman already played in a men's league, and that wasn't taking
what
threes.
What men's league?
It was a minor league. What was that? I can't remember the name of it, but she played. Google
she
it. She
didn't
She's
play
the first
in a
woman.
Professional, the NBA.
Yeah, they paid, not the NBA, but it was a men's league. And in this NBA, Chris, where you're not physical, where you can put up threes, I'm telling you, I think she can make threes in the NBA. I'm not saying she's going to be a star.
I'm telling you, you're crazy.
Okay.
And this is no disrespect to Caitlin Clark. All right, what did Serena Williams, the greatest women's tennis player of all time, say when she was asked if she could beat men? Didn't she say she'd be ranked like 700th or something like that among men? I mean, come on, Rob.
We're not asking her to be the best player in the league. We're asking her to make some threes.
You are so disrespecting the quality of play in the NBA.
I'm talking about the physical play of the NBA.
It's still somewhat physical. And you get speed, quickness. Caitlin Clark is not quick for an NBA player. Caitlin Clark is 6 feet, 154 pounds. And she is awesome. But she shouldn't even be compared to NBA players. I hate to even say, but she's not good enough to play in the NBA. I think if the big three got guys from minor leagues playing overseas now who are 25, 26 years old, she couldn't play with them. She could play with the old guys that aren't in shape and they just playing around. But young guys that play ball for a living, professionals, no. She's not good enough. And it's, I hate to even say it that way, because why are we even talking about her being in the NBA? I mean, I asked you about Jimmer Fredette. Jimmer Fredette was a phenomenal college basketball player against men.
She was
at the highest level.
He wasn't the greatest college basketball player.
But he wasn't playing against women, Rob. He's playing against men who are biologically stronger, bigger, faster. All right? And he was not athletic enough to consistently get his shot off in the NBA. What makes you think she would be?
I think that with the way that they play the game now,
no defense whatsoever.
I know everybody thought
like you just want to take a shot at the NBA.
No, I think she's putting up shots from the logo.
Against
who? Why can't
who?
She do that in the NBA?
Against
it doesn't matter. We just saw an All-Star game where they didn't put their hands up defensively.
Don't dare compare an All-Star game to real NBA basketball, Rob.
There's a lot of open shots that you see in the NBA every night. Are you telling me that
team is going to focus our whole offense around getting Caitlin Clark open threes?
I didn't say that they had to focus.
That's what you did say. Run her off some screens and see what she could do. You know what?
She's not going to be the star of the team, but could she play and put up some shots?
No, she can't.
Yes.
She can't. She wouldn't get off the bench.
Can't means unable to, Chris.
And there
you
is physical play. I mean, she's not good enough.
What physical play
in the NBA? There is physical play.
Really?
Boxing out. Defense gets physical.
She can play on the
she
perimeter.
She could get hurt.
Play on the perimeter.
Rob, you've had some bad takes in your day. This takes the cake by a mile.
I'm
this
telling
is
you.
Ridiculous.
This is she's too good for the WNBA. That would
no,
be a
she,
waste of
let's
talent.
See, let's see.
She's
let's see her
good.
Go there and eat up the WNBA. Let's see. Because Brittany Griner was killing in college, and she's great. There's a lot of great players that have played in the WNBA. What makes you think she's too good?
This is
too
this
good
is,
for the WNBA. Is she definitely better than Diana Taurasi? Is she definitely better than Cheryl Swoops was?
Yes, because they weren't shooting from the perimeter in this way.
The game is more than shooting, Rob.
It's a different league, though,
the
Chris,
game
compared
is more
to
than
when
shooting.
Cheryl Swoops was playing. It's a way different league. Can you at least acknowledge that? Is it a different
it's
league?
It's still basketball, and it's
okay.
still men, and it's still women.
It's still
and speed. Caitlin Clark is not fast or quick enough to play in the NBA. Forget the strength. Obviously, she's not strong enough. I mean, come on, man. Who's she guarding? Who's she keeping in front of her?
Chris, there are plenty of guys who don't guard anybody every night. We talk about it on this radio station. I'm talking about somebody to make shots from the perimeter.
Rob, there are a lot of, just like the greatest dunkers, aren't in the NBA. They can jump. They can do things in the air, but they can't play the game. There's a lot of guys that are awesome shooters that are not in the NBA because you got to be quick enough to get open and get your shot off and things like that and shoot it. When you are shooting it under duress and under pressure, it's a lot different than shooting it wide open.
I get
that. And she would be under major duress because the men's game is so much faster than the women's game.
That doesn't mean that she wouldn't be able to get some looks and knock down shots.
Just because Nancy Lieberman wiped the floor with you, act like Caitlin Clark. And again, all due respect, she is a phenomenal player. I don't know if she's the best women's player ever. Obviously, Cheryl Miller. There's some others you could mention. But she's in the conversation, but that doesn't mean she could play in the NBA. And we really shouldn't even diminish her by compare her to these NBA players, right? The G League players are awesome. She couldn't play in the G League.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah,
I'm not convinced of that. I'm not convinced of that.
Yeah, did you ever play organized basketball?
Yes.
Hey, I'm serious.
Not on that level, but I'm saying she's the greatest shooter that we've seen in, from the perimeter for a women's game.
But
I'm saying if you're gonna hold on. Okay. If you're gonna give somebody an opportunity, it should be her. It should be her. Can we have her go to training camp? Can we have her fail? Can some NBA team give her an opportunity? Chris, what is so wrong with trying and giving her an opportunity?
If she can't make it, I think she should go to the WNBA.
It's a circus.
It's the Women's National Basketball Association for a reason. She's a woman.
That's all right.
Let her play against the women.
It doesn't mean that women haven't been able
Let's
to do
her
things
go there
that we thought.
And demolish men. Or women. I mean, she might not even be the best player in the WNBA. Gino Auriemma says she's not even the best player in college.
Well, that's because he's not one of his players.
Nah, but Paige Becker,
that's not
was,
one of his
a few
players.
Years ago, was high, more touted than, Caitlin.
Nope,
I mean,
nope,
that's a legit argument. Caitlin might be better, but he ain't just blowing smoke. I mean, Paige Becker's nice.
I want to hear him say that.
He said it just a couple days ago.
I'm talking about a coach who's not picking one of his players. That's what I'm talking about. I take it with a grain of salt because he didn't.
I mean, just
she didn't play
you're
at UConn.
Leading scorer, Rob, she doesn't mean you're the best player.
All I'm
it's
saying
more
is,
about. I mean, I think Caitlin Clark is the best, but I'm just saying Paige Becker's is she bad too? And Juju, I know she's only a freshman, but all right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. Could Caitlin Clark play in the NBA? Rob Parker says yes. I say no way, no how. Your thoughts next, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. Who you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is here hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com. 877-99-ON-FOX. We are debating Caitlin Clark in the NBA. I don't think she could play in the NBA. Rob does. Your thoughts?
Give her a shot. Give her a chance. Joe in Hawaii, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joe?
Rob, you cannot be serious.
Thank you.
Caitlin Clark couldn't play for La Lumiere or Mount Vernon or even a decent high school championship level team, maybe not even a boys varsity level team anywhere. My son would lock her up. You're crazy.
All right. That's your opinion. I disagree. I think she could play for some high school team.
I don't think the idea that she can't play at all is just the highest level of high school.
That's just the gender bias that she couldn't compete at. I'm just saying, Rob.
There's biology.
But there's some people out there who, no matter what, will think that like a woman. I played against women, girls in Little League. They pitched
Little League.
I'm just saying.
Like how old?
But a Little League is still 12.
There's not that much difference between boys and
girls.
But
I'm just saying,
age,
people act like they couldn't pitch,
puberty, you get
or they
stronger,
couldn't throw the ball,
faster,
or they couldn't hit.
You get bigger.
I've seen girls play.
You acted like there's no biological difference. Remember when Venus and Serena played? They said they could beat any man outside of the 200. 1998 Australian Open. The 203rd ranked man in the world played them, beat Venus 6-2, Serena 6-1. Just saying.
Okay. In the NBA, where they got open threes all day. Michael, in Texas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Michael?
Hey, Chris, you need to get away from Rob. Rob got lost his mind.
I know, man. It's absolutely lost his mind.
Man, I never called in a radio show till now. Right? But I heard that outrageous tape, and I had to call. Man, she couldn't play D1 ball against the guys playing there.
No, she couldn't.
No way.
And Rob,
no,
you know this. They get men from campus to practice against these D1 women's teams. Just random men, maybe play some high school ball and stuff like that. You can't do that with the men's teams. I mean, come on, man.
Hey, let her get out there and put up some shots just like everybody else in the NBA. Jeff in New York, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, fellas. Great show. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I almost never agree with Mr. Rob Parker. However, all he's trying to do is illustrate how bad the NBA is right now. And if you think about it, is she really any different than Steve Kerr?
Yes! 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 Stop disrespecting Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr was an incredible college player. But why wasn't he that good in the NBA? Because, you know, a star. I mean, he actually had a nice career. But he wasn't a star in the NBA because he wasn't quick enough, fast enough, big enough, or strong enough. But he's 6'3", 175. And she was 6 feet. She's 6 feet, 155. Come on. Steve Kerr. All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Mark Funky Cole Medina around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has theme music. He's a Fox Sports Radio NBA insider. We call him Funky Cold Medina. We welcome in our man, Mark Medina. What's up, brother?
Chris, I'll take the nickname as always, Rob. I'm hearing from people on Twitter that you just had the worst take idea thought in the history of sports radio. Can you confirm and elaborate?
No,
It is true, sadly.
Whenever you stand outside the box, Funky Cole, people are going to push back, which is fine. Caitlin Clark, I'm saying with the way that they play in the NBA, just letting people put up threes, they don't play a lot of defense. They're not as physical as they used to be. Why not give her a chance? Let her make some threes. She's too big for a big three.
I will nominate Caitlin Clark to participate in the three-point shootout next year during All-Star.
Right, that's
but
fine.
To integrate the men's and women's game, let them be in each respective league.
I'm with you, Funky.
She's too big for the WNBA.
Well said. Let's see if she goes into the WNBA and takes it by storm. We'll see. All right, Mark, let's get to the NBA. Tonight, James Harden's returning to Philadelphia. What has happened to the Clippers, and do you think they can get out of this funk in time to have a nice playoff run?
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. I think it's telling, as I'm sure that you guys heard the sound bites, that Ty Lue is calling them soft. And as you guys know, covering the NBA, players don't like being called soft. So maybe that lights a fire under them. But Ty Lue, when he was being asked the other day about all the issues, I mean, he ran down a laundry list. He was saying they don't take care of the basketball well. They don't rebound. They give up a lot of points in transition defense. And this isn't the kind of team that we're used to seeing where, you know, not only did they boast their star talent, but they're playing as a team. They're sharing the ball. They're showing a lot of effort. So they've shown this season that they can do it because they've been healthy and they have the talent. But will they do it's the ultimate question. I think that things will get at least a little bit better because Russell Westbrook's back in the lineup. He doesn't have a minutes restriction. He's fully healthy. He epitomizes competitiveness and energy. But it's not just going to be about Russ. I mean, basically, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and James Harden have to be more demonstrative as leaders to make sure that everyone's playing with that necessary edge to prevail in the postseason. I think that they can turn it around, assuming good health. But frankly, guys, I think when you compare it to the Denver Nuggets, there's just a lot of separation that I don't think will be enough regardless. But at least it wouldn't be an underperforming feeling that, you know, they lose in the first round, heaven forbid, because they just aren't playing up to their potential.
Funky Cole, what's wrong with the Phoenix Suns? I mean, just it's as simple as that. Give me your diagnosis as what's wrong with them.
Well, I think the deeply rooted problem is that they haven't had a lot of on-court time together. But even when they've had a lot of on-court time together,
it's almost April. My God!
Well, they hurt. They've been hurt.
Rob, this is what I was going to say. Even when they are healthy and it's April, their crunch time decision making is not great. You know, I know that Frank Vogel downplays the idea that you know all that are star players and role players share ball handling duties. They don't have a de facto point guard. But I think that that's caused a lot of confusion in crunch time situations. Even if, you know, collectively they play well as a team, they don't fight over the ball. But I think the bigger thing is the systemic stuff, that they haven't had a lot of on-court time together to iron this stuff out. And, you know, it's reared its ugly head even with this late in the season.
You mentioned, you know, the gap between the Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. And I really think there's a gap between Denver and everybody else in the Western Conference. If you had to pick a team, you really can go 2 through 10 if you want. Pick a team that you think is the biggest threat to Denver out west. Who would it be?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think it would be the Clippers, assuming full health, because they got the talent on paper. OKC and Minnesota, I think they're the real deal, but I think the inexperience will eventually catch up to them from a tactical standpoint in a seven-game series. But I think really the competition's out east with whoever they meet in the finals, and that likely points to the Boston Celtics, assuming you know no major health issues. I think you know the fascinating part about this is that because of how jumbled up the West is and how there's more separation in the East, I can see Boston having a relatively smoother pathway to the NBA Finals. I do wonder, with the Denver Nuggets or anyone else, will they be more worn out by attrition than Boston. But I think even with all that said, I would give the edge to Denver. They're the defending champs. Nikola Jokic right now has my MVP vote. And I think that they have just shown that they've been able to take advantage more of their continuity than the Celtics have had.
Does Boston's – it mainly is Jason Tatum has struggled in the clutch. We all know now the numbers about him.
They're pretty ugly.
32% in the clutch. The team I don't think is as bad in the clutch, but they haven't been terrific. Does that disturb you at all? They've been winning at a historic pace as far as point differential. But if they get in close games, are you concerned about how they'll handle those tight games down the stretch?
I don't have as much concern, I think, because Jason Tatum's play, the positives have vastly outweighed the negatives as far as his efficiency, his improving as a playmaker, fitting in well with Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis. I think the other thing is that he has shown in past playoffs that he can prevail in the clutch. The only reason this would concern me is if they're facing the Denver Nuggets, because they're much better in the clutch, but frankly, the Denver Nuggets are better than everyone else in the NBA in the clutch. But I don't think that would apply to any matchup in the Eastern Conference, and if they wind up facing a team in the NBA Finals other than the Denver Nuggets, I think, frankly, it'll be a non-issue.
How about the Lakers? Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I mean, I don't know what else to say, because sometimes you look at games and just think there's no shot that they can win this, and they come back and win. We saw it in Boston. We saw it last night. And then there are other games where no shows. You know, it's hard to read the team, and especially considering that Anthony Davis and LeBron, for the most part, have both been healthy most of the season. What do you make of this team?
Yeah, I think your Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde description fits them well. Technically, they're on a four-game winning streak, so they are trending in the right direction. But I think when you look at the whole body of work, they have a lot of good signature wins, but they also have a lot of pie-in-the-face losses. I think
right. It
would be fitting, guys, that they would lose to the Grizzlies tonight. They're one of the worst teams in the NBA. Right. LeBron James has been upgraded to available. Anthony Davis is sitting out because he had a heavy workload in that double OT game that you would think maybe, you know, the high of beating the Bucks and double OT catches up to them. This is a team that is a completely different version of themselves on a night-to-night basis. The good thing is they do get up for big games, but I think the bad thing is you got to win the ones you got to win with where they are in the standings. They're ninth place. They want to avoid, you know, the play-in, but if they do have to do the play-in, they'd rather be as a seventh or eighth seed, so they only have to win one play-in game, so they're not worn out by the time the playoffs start. So, yeah, ultimate team that you just don't know what you're going to get on a night-to-night basis.
You mentioned a few moments ago that your MVP right now is Nikola Jokic. I would agree that's mine right now. But do you think there's an argument, a strong argument, for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? That team, you know, he's only 25. Two of his starters are 21. Another one's 22. And then Lou Dort's 24. He's taking that young team to the second spot in the Western Conference. Do you think there's a legit argument for Shai?
Without a doubt. Legit argument, because he's been playing from a number standpoint really efficient, great scorer, great passer, knows how to get to the foul line with driving the basket, has a good outside shot. Great leader. When you talk to people with the Thunder, they feel like his workmanlike attitude really affects the rest of the team. And while the team has been successful partly because it is a complete team with having a Rookie of the Year candidate in Chet Holmgren, a really good defender that should be on all NBA defensive team, and Lou Dort, this starts with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think, you know, Jason Tatum, he could be another candidate. Now, I think where the nick is going to be on him is I think that inevitably he's going to be penalized because he's on a starting lineup that has a lot of good depth already. You know, Giannis Antetokounmpo could be in the mix, but I think he'll be penalized because of the Bucks' inconsistent play.
Right.
So, yeah, I think all signs point to Jokic's as the favorite, but, you know, frankly, we still have 10, 11 games left in the regular season that it really could come down to Jokic and Shai.
Yeah, I don't see how it can't be Jokic. They're number one in the West. They're coming on. They're playing well as we close out the season. His numbers are fantastic. It's hard. And you brought up a couple of things that have helped the Thunder. While Shea is a big part of it, they do have other pieces that have attributed to them being this good. I can't see a guy who's won two MVPs whose team, after winning the championship, finishes number one in the West and he has good numbers, not getting it.
I think it's a good point. I think if he doesn't get it, I think it's going to be amounting to splitting hairs. The reason is the Thunder, currently, they're only half game behind the Nuggets. Right. So that variable might be something that tilts the voters' preferences one way or the other. So who knows? But, yeah, I think Jokic is obviously very deserving, and I do doubt that any factor about, like, so-called voter fatigue will settle in. I don't think a lot of voters fall into that trap. I think it will really just be about that complex formula of how much do you want to reward a certain player with a winning team when both of these teams have been at the top of the West for most of the season.
Well, let me say this, too, real quick, last thing. The voter fatigue. Last year, you know, there was a campaign by Kendrick Perkins mostly that Jokic was just a stat sheet stuffer and he hadn't won anything and he didn't deserve to win three MVPs in a row. And you know, he got hurt, I think, Chris, at the end, right, and didn't play some games. So he wound up losing. Then he goes on to have a historic postseason. I just believe that people who might have didn't vote for him last year, you know what I mean, hearing all that, and then the guy puts on a historic season are going to be more inclined.
I do think that helps him.
I mean, yeah, I think
he kind of started this season with a little advantage.
Don't you think? I really do, Mark. I'm curious of your thought about last year.
I think that's a great point. Technically, voters aren't supposed to equate past performances, let alone the playoffs. It's supposed to be a regular season award. But look, the NBA doesn't specify an exact criteria or adhere the voters to that. So you can't help but think that part of that equation seeps into at least certain voters' minds.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, that's our man, Mark Medina. Great stuff as always.
Thanks,
brother.
Cole.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. And Rob, continue your bad takes, my friend.
Hey, that's beyond bad.
That's an insult to bad.
Hey, I'm celebrating my 30th year on Sports Talk Radio, so it's been a long laundry list. Don't worry about it.
Man. All right, iCouple, keep it locked. James Harden is back in Philadelphia. What's the reception going to be like? That's next. iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. And the team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's really what sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Shekel City. I'm going to the best bet, take the bad Clippers -6.5 at Philly. Clippers -6.5. They need to get this thing turned around the last 10 or 12 games. Clippers -6.5 at Philly. That's the best bet, Chris. And I'm going to take the Lakers. Mark Funky Cole Medina made a great point that the Lakers coming off a big win. No AD tonight. LeBron, right? But playing a bad Memphis team. But I'm not going against the trend. I'm going to say that the Lakers win in Memphis against those bad Grizzlies. The Lakers -4.5, Chris, in that game. And then
Memphis,
the Pacers.
Is bad. They should.
No, I know. That's why even in Memphis, and I know the Lakers do play down to the competition sometimes. I'm going to take the Pacers, too, -2.5 at Chicago against the Bulls. So Pacers -2.5, Lakers -4.5, and the Clippers -6.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob G, look this up while Rob and I are talking. What is the Philadelphia 76ers record since Joel Embiid got injured? Because I think they were the 2 seed, if I remember correctly, when he got hurt. And Rob, they are now the 8th seed.
Wow.
In the East. That's how much they've fallen off. And they're still above 500. They're 39-33.
But that's a big loss. You know that.
Man,
I mean
from 2nd to 8th. And look, he was playing like the MVP.
Oh, yeah, early
he
on.
He was having a phenomenal season.
But then he was missing games. He was, before the injury even came, he was already close, Chris, that he wasn't going to be able to make it.
That's kind of like his career. I mean, it'll be interesting, Rob, because
he may never win another MVP or be eligible.
It's a good chance he doesn't win another MVP. You're right about that. But I think there is a school of thought out there, and we'll just have to wait and see, that him being injured, Joel Embiid, if he can get back for the playoffs, that maybe that could benefit him because he'll have been rested. He won't, he's usually, even if he plays, he's usually banged up maybe 80% in the playoffs. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think they can win the East.
15 and 27
without him. So with him, that means they were 24-6.
And if you remember, the first couple of losses, wins, remember they were playing all right to start.
Yeah.
To start, if I remember correctly, and I don't remember, like they got off to a decent start where you're like, oh, okay, like.
But it's kind of like, I mean, we see these are NBA players. They all are good. And we've seen teams, you can go for a night, maybe even a week or two without your star. Like last night, the Lakers beat the Bucks, one of the best teams in the league, without LeBron. Now, I am convinced that the Lakers are not even close to a title contender or even a Western Conference contender. I mean, you can talk about them being the 9th seed now. It's jumbled. They're a conference contender as far as I'm concerned. But they would not be that without LeBron. But sure, a couple of nights, yeah, they can win here and there. But James Harden, Rob, of course, the former Sixer, goes back to Philadelphia tonight. And he got booed in the opening introductions. But the announcer did him a solid and announced the player so fast, Rob, that you couldn't really even, it was like they were all jumbled together and they were booing the whole team.
Is that right? That was done on purpose, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe Harden were cool. Harden treated him right when he was there, you know?
There's a pair of signed sneakers in your office when you leave tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Harden is generous with his loot. I'll tell you that. All right, we got 2 hours left.
That's what
keep
they
it locked.
A
couple Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.